Hi, is this Buddy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Buddy, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. We met bizarrely
Hey,
up.
Ruben.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I'll trade you my car for your car.
No problem. I don't have it anymore. I said I had a GT2. I
Oh,
was too much of an idiot because my buddy just bought one the other day. He was just showing it to me yesterday, and he's like, "Booty, do you know that these cars are now up to 280 to 300,000?"
that's
I said, "Shut
crazy.
up."
They're crazy. So,
Yeah, and he picked one up with 3,000 miles. That's an 09. So he
yeah,
has like 18 of them in the U.S.
they're collector cars at this point. It's
I know.
insane.
I was stupid. I sold mine at 18,000 kilometers, which is like, what, 10,000 miles?
Yeah, but you don't. I hope the people that buy these cars generally buy them because they enjoy them, not because they're an investment. That's a
Oh,
scary
yeah.
world.
Yeah, this is totally about enjoying the car. I didn't give a shit about investment. I bought the car because I track it. So
Okay.
it was great. But then I went and sold it to get a Turbo S, which was the biggest mistake I've ever done.
Give me one second, please. I'm sorry. One second.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Ruben. Who's this?
I'm sorry about that. Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still
Sorry
here.
about that. So I just wanted to go over because I know Don's working with Lena and make sure, full disclosure, you get all the information at your disposal to make sure you're making the best decision before a pen is put to paper. So re regarding our equipment financing, the way that we give customers terms is we give them based, and what most customers want to see is what am I paying over the life of the term? That being said, our documents that you're going to get, they're going to be a fixed payment program. They're not going to have an APR on it. So what we typically quote customers is called a simple interest rate, which is a yearly simple interest rate. But should you take these documents to your CPA or do a T-value, and they run an APR for their tax purposes, the number's typically going to be a lot higher. And I just want to make sure you're aware of, everything that's available for you. Just all
Look,
right.
I understood that. That's what I was telling you. I said, it's not a compounded rate over the life of the loan at a decreasing value. What ends up happening is you're giving me a simple rate on, let's say hypothetically 15,000. The next year, you're not doing it on what's been paid off. You're doing it on the full amount of the loan, right?
Correct. But since this is a finance agreement, tip tech, we have had some issues where customers have gone to their CPA and their CPA says, hey, for our books, we're going to run this with a T value. We're going to run this. We're going to depreciate the asset. It's because you own the equipment and they get different numbers. So we like to give that full disclosure up front. The simple rate does give customers an idea of what am I borrowing and what am I paying back. But
Correct.
if you want to run an effective APR, it's just not going to be in your docs. It would be, of course, much higher.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be like 20% versus the 10% per annum.
Whatever Lena quoted you, correct.
Yes,
Because
yeah,
did you guys still want to stick with a 24-month term?
It depends because I told Donald I don't need more than, to be honest with you, I don't need more than what I submitted. So whatever
Okay.
that amount is, yeah, I'd be looking at a 2 to 3 year max. I do
Do
not
you,
want to go beyond that.
what was the payment you were looking at just to make sure it's on the same page? Do you know what the page it was?
Oh, I don't remember because she had quoted us 22,000 as the amount, and I think we only requesting like 15 or 16.
Okay. Yeah, then I'll have Lena get you guys out the docs,
Okay.
kind of move from there. And then, regarding the working capital, I just wanted to give you an idea of what we could do for you so you've got it
Okay.
in your back pocket. So, and I'm more than happy, to kind of walk you through the program. So you currently have done a few OnDeck loans, correct?
Yes.
So, and I'm just gonna pop open your bank statements while we're on the line to kind of let you know what's available here.
Sure.
So it's sincerely, and you're the sole owner, correct?
Yes.
And how long, you said you bought the business 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2.5.
Okay, give me one second.
We bought it in January of 2014. Well, December 31st, 2013, but yeah, effectively Jan 1, 2014.
Okay. you should join PCA down here once you get a new ride. It's fun. We take them up into the hills.
Well, you know what? Let's get my company rolling, dude. I've put every single bit of cash I have.
It was a tough road to hoe for about 2000. I started in 2007. 2007 to 2014 was extremely, I mean, it's a lot of work. So I'm looking at the bank statements. I don't know how much, I think Lena's probably got the whole information, but let me give you my just general thoughts on what's available for you. Just doing a very cursory look. Yep. So, and have you ever done a loan with anyone besides OnDeck, or is that the only company you worked with?
No, as far as working capital loans, that's the only one. The Torrey Pines loan I have was for the purchase of the business. That was a five-year with the capital loan.
So are you guys, I don't know if I have both accounts. Are you guys running $100,000 a month, or is there a separate bank account? Because I think you said you're around 1.8, but I'm seeing $100,000 go in.
Yeah, we have a separate bank account for all our credit cards, and that runs about $40,000 to $50,000 a month through there.
Okay, so that's what makes sense. Okay, so here would be my thought process on you telling me what's available, and you own OnDeck, what, 70?
Right now, yeah, 70.
Okay, so here's probably the program, and do you know what the daily payment is or what your terms were initially, so I can give you an apples-to-apples comparison?
Yeah, initially our payment was like $293 a month. That was like in June of 2015. We closed that loan out.
Okay.
That was $100,000 for 15 months. We closed that one out, and then we took another loan for $88,000, but on 9 months.
So you did an $88,000 loan for 9 months, and was it that did they only offer you 9 months, or did you want a shorter term?
No, I wanted a shorter term.
Okay, and then you had $88,000 over 9 months, and what's the payment?
It was $466. It's in the bank statement. You should see it.
Gotcha. $466. Yeah. Okay. So hold on. So your payment is $466
a day.
A day. So your payback is $88. How much did you borrow though?
$75, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And did OnDeck offer you any more than 80 or 75, or was that the offer?
Yeah, no, they offered more, but I didn't need more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just trying to give you numbers here.
Yeah. Because that amount, if I freed that amount of capital up, that would give me a lot more working capital. Do you know what I mean? So let's say I took a $100,000 loan on 5 years, hypothetically, or 3 years.
Okay.
Even if I was paying $4,000 a month, right, or $5,000 a month, I'm still freeing up about $3,000 or $4,000 a month.
Okay. So here's my thoughts based on what you're telling me in your current loan, and OnDeck already. So you're at about a one. These are all based on rate factors. So with OnDeck, you're at about a 1.18 rate factor over 9 months.
That's right.
I think the kind of idea is OnDeck, you know, they've got a solid offer for you. There's a few different ways for us to play this, so let me kind of give you what's available now and what's available later. I think it's one thing if OnDeck is not offering you shorter terms, but what we could offer you potentially is, and when did you take your loan with them? How recent was it?
The most recent one is coming up right now. They want to renew it.
Oh, so they're actually offering you a renewal right now.
Yeah, because we already paid down. We're halfway through.
You're halfway through. Okay, so you're halfway through. And have they given you any approval offers?
Yes, they have.
Can I ask?
An approved offer.
What have they given you?
They dropped it to 16%.
Over 9 months?
Over 9 months.
Okay, and have they offered you longer terms as well or no?
Yes, they have. They've gone even further to 12 months if I want to.
Okay. I mean, here's where I think, and I'm kind of familiar with the sale in this industry, and I'm not, you know, OnDeck is a fantastic company. So what you're going through...
Hey, Ruben, between you and I, they're a predatory loaning company. I mean, you know, I've been in the business a long time, but right now, for our capital needs, because nobody's understanding the scope of the size of the business that we're after, you know, when that all comes to be, everything will change, right? But at this time, that's what it is. Unfortunate.
Well, I think what you're dealing with, and I think as someone that doesn't, you know, we're not less. I think a lot of people in this industry right now are really desperate for our business. Like I said, the kind of 10-90 rule. So I think this is what's happening. I think you got this offer with On Deck, and every day, you know, you run to a rep and they're saying, okay, I can lower the rate. I can lower the rate here, 1% cheaper, 2% cheaper. But I don't really, and while that you have a very good rate from them on the table, the problem is that it's this kind of, it doesn't really address the ideas of what's going on with your business. So I can give you, there's a lot of different programs available. There's not just one. So let me just kind of give you my general thoughts.
Yeah.
When you do basically what's called a refinance, there are certain contingencies. Yeah. So what you can't do is, and what's not allowed is, you can't owe someone $70,000 and get an $80,000 loan and only net $10,000. Typically, you have to net at least 50% on the dollar. So typically, you have to net at least 50% of each dollar of a loan has to go into your bank account. So if you owe $70,000, you got to get about $140,000. With your additional bank statements, you're right about at that level. What I would suggest is this. Now, if On Deck cannot or will not give you anything longer than a 12-month period, I think Bank of Cardiff can give you something that's different. And I think instead of going to this rate war, which is this constant, hey, because if you're getting a 9-month loan, every 4.5 months you're needing to get more money.
Yeah.
If you're open to it, I think we should probably offer you something in the range of 16 months to 18 months. The numbers I would quote you, in a perfect world, you'd owe 50, and I could quote you on 100, but I think I want to give you a solution that makes more sense. So I think what was probably appropriate for you is probably a loan of around 150, probably over a 16 or 18 month term, and I think that probably will allow you to free up more capital and kind of get out of this cycle. And after Lena gets your equipment financing wrapped up, I'll have her shoot you an email that summarizes everything. But I think that's the way we can help you.
Remember one thing. I haven't, if this loan goes through, it'll go through in the next couple of days. So I can close it now and there's only $40,000. So it's not 70 I owe, it's only 40.
Oh, so you only owe 40,000.
I only owe 40,000 right now. If I go forward because they want to give me more capital, it would be 70. They want to throw in an extra 30 and then refinance it because they dropped the interest rate to 16 from 18 and no, what do you call those fees? No origination.
No, also they're wanting to say you owe 40, give you an additional 30.
Exactly, and we'll drop your rate to 16. Instead of 18, and no fees, no nothing.
Okay, let me ask you a loaded question. Does $30,000 really do anything for your business?
Not really.
Okay, I think what's going on, and I think this is an industry endemic, is that it's just this, oh my God, I've got to keep this customer, which is fine. That's someone's job.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is this. I'm going to have Lena send you your equipment finance documents immediately. I'll put together an email for her. I'll shoot it over to you and Lena, kind of give you my general ideas. And if you only owe 40, then that actually opens out a lot more avenues. You could potentially get a 2-year loan from us. No promises, but that might be on the horizon for you.
Okay. I mean, that's something to look at, you know. It makes more sense. And
correct.
To be honest with you, Ruben, what even makes more sense is don't even bother with the equipment loan. If you get us 140, let's say, not even, okay? 120, okay, 140, whatever. Cover the On Deck loan, and then the remaining amount we can use for equipment and for other stuff.
No, don't. You should take the equipment loan. No, the equipment. So I'm going to have Lena shoot you the 24-month docs.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. I'm literally sending an email right now. She'll send you 24-month docs. If you want to do 36, she can as well.
Just to have the options, let's look at what those options look like.
Right? Yeah, let me do this, actually. So, also send him the terms for 36 months. Okay.
Now, on the capital side, though, Ruben, what are we talking about with respect to interest? Are you doing it simple? Because they didn't do it simple. They gave me last time 15 months at 18%, and they did it flat.
A 118 payback, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, and right now you're at a 116 over 9 months?
Yeah, 9 months.
So hold on, I don't understand. Why would you pay 2%? Why would you pay 2% less to have half the time?
Oh no, because I chose the less time. It's for my shareholders, right?
Oh, okay. So, but just to make sure I understand, if you borrow a dollar, the payback on before over 9 months was 16%, like so 1.16, and over 18 months was 1.18.
It was 1.18. Over the 15 months.
Over for 15 months. Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, what is one of our best programs without promising the world, I don't know if you qualify for it.
Yeah.
We have a program that goes out to 2 years. The factors that I see on that, generally, if you qualify on 2 years, go between about a 1.31 and a 1.38, typically.
Wow.
But that's a two-year term.
Yeah, I know, but it's simple. Again, it's 16% a year or 15% a year.
Correct. I think the difference would be and there are no, like, there's typically, you know, we waive those fees for existing customers. What I'd like to do is this. I'm going to have Lena send you the numbers for the equipment financing. I'd like to put together a competitive offer for you if it helps you out. But I think what's going on with your businesses, I think that, and I can understand it from the lender's perspective. If someone gives you 70 grand over 9 months, there's not a lot of risk. So that's why the money's getting cheaper and cheaper. I think probably if it helps you out, we can give you the idea of, hey, something much longer. And hey, if we get you approved, you know what's available. If you don't like it, at least you have another option to look at before you pull the trigger.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
But yeah, you should definitely do the equipment financing because the cost of capital, it's just much cheaper.
Okay.
But I will have Lena shoot you guys the email over to go over terms and hopefully get this wrapped up ASAP.
That would be great. And you have my email too, so if you want to shoot something over to me, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, give me an hour or so. I'm going to draft something that's not like just hashed together that actually makes sense.
Yeah,
and then
no problem.
We'll take it from there.
You got it. You got it, Ruben. I appreciate it. Did you have a good time in L.A. this weekend?
No, but I dealt with the problems I had to deal with.
All right. Well, listen, when I get back into town, we'll definitely get together and catch up.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. You got it. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Ruben.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You have a good one. Bye.